Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Saita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichad Afan Yerzivug Hagun B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Chas tells us Eid Echad Omer Risi Esa Hayreg V'Eid Echad Omer Loi Ra'isa. One aid says I saw the murderer, and the other aid says no, you didn't. Or Isha Maris Risi V'Isha Maris Loi Ra'is. A woman says I saw the murderer, and another woman says right away no, you didn't. How you are fin? They're still going to do the Agla Rufa. That's because it's still a suffix, and the whole purpose of doing the Agla Rufa is due to a suffix, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And here we have one contradicting the other, and therefore we remain with our suffix. Continuing with a similar case, Eid Echad Omer Risi, one aid, even if he's a pasul aid, he says, I saw the murderer, Ushnaim Omrim Loi Ra'isa, and two aidim, even if they're pasul, they say, no, you didn't. And over here we're talking about where the two aidim came later on, and they contradicted this one aid. Here also, Hayu Arfim, they would do that Agla Rufa because it's still a suffix. However, Shnaim Omrim Ra'inu, if at first we have two aidim saying that we saw the murderer, Ve'echad Omer Lohem Loi Ra'isem, and one person tells them, no, you didn't, loy hayu arfin, so they would not do the Agla Rufa because we believe the two Adim, and that makes it not a suffix anymore, so there's no Agla Rufa. And Mishnah Tas tells us, Mishrabah Yitzchanin, batla Agla Rufa, when murders increased, there was no more Agla Rufa. And that's because, as we had said previously, the only reason why we do the Agla Rufa is due to a suffix. We don't know who murdered this fellow. But now that murders increased in Am Yisrael, we know who murdered this guy, so there's no reason to do Agla Rufa. Now, who's the main murderer in Am Yisrael at this time? Mishabah Eliezer ben Dinai, this is referring to a fellow Eliezer ben Dinai. And Utchino ben Prisha Hayanikra, he changed his name to Utchino ben Prisha because everyone knew that he was a murderer. So he tried to do a little name change so that people wouldn't know who he was. And then Chazul Kresi ben Aratzchan, they just started calling him Ben Aratzchan. Now, once we had mentioned that Egla Rufa stopped due to murderers, we're going to continue on to something else. Misha Rabba Amanafim, when adulterers increased, Pasqua Maima Marim, the Maima Marim stopped working, which means people stopped bringing their wives to the Beis HaMikdash to have them drink the waters. And Rabbi Yechim ben Zakev Sikon, he was the one that had stopped them. Why is this? Shemar, because the Pasuk says, and the main focus of the Pasuk is the words, Loi Efkoid, I will not command, meaning the waters will not work on your wives. Why is that? Because of your daughters, that they were mezane, and your daughters-in-law, they were adulterous. And Rabbi Yechon Mezakai was relying, he had this smach from the Pasuk, that since there's too many adulterers around, the water is not going to work. Lastly, Mishnah tells us, once these two great men died, the Eshkoilos from Vatol, they were nullified, there were no more. What are Eshkoilos? So literally, it means a cluster of grapes. But it's actually an acronym for the words Ish Shehakol Bai, a man who has everything in him, and this is referring to a person who knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and there's no doubt, there's no machlokes, there's no suffix, he knows it with clarity. And these were the last two people that had such a grasp on Torah. From there, Nisrabu Machlokes B'Yisrael, it already became unclear who said what, and what the Pesach was, and how to understand. And we just conclude with a Pasuk telling us how we know that Yidden are compared to an Eshkol, to a cluster of grapes, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ein Eshkol Lechol Bikur Ivsonavshi, and this pasuk is referring to Am Yisrael, and we see the word Eshkol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, continuing to discuss when certain things stopped in Am Yisrael. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.